Welcome back to the lab. Sources have been removed from this recording for compatibility with listening. Visit quantumdisciple.com to view the sources in detail. Section 0.0. Preface: The onboarding protocol. This is for the user seeking a system restore. The question, quote, "How do you actually become a Christian?" end quote, is often made confusing by conflicting instruction guides. Some groups suggest a purely external set of rituals or a cultural routine of behaviors. Others suggest it is only agreeing with certain ideas in your mind. However, when we audit the original source code, the scriptures, we find that becoming a follower of Christ is not a small adjustment to an existing life. It is a total change at the core. It moves a person from spiritual disconnection to a real relationship with the architect. Section 0.1. Definitions and methodology. When we refer to the architect or designer, we mean the God of Scripture who created all things. Our use of initialization and restore language is a practical metaphor for what the source code calls being born again, saved by grace, and given a new heart. We do not ask for blind trust. Instead, we invite verification. This audit follows the Berean protocol, meaning every claim must be testable against the source code. Here is the quote. "Now the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true." End quote. We are also told, quote, "But test them all, hold on to what is good," end quote. Section 1.0, the predicament, system corruption. This presentation is designed for those caught in the predicament. You want to follow Christ, but you feel blocked by serious complications. The source code says the human condition is not simply flawed in a few areas. It is corrupted at the root. Looking at the error log, we read, quote, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God," end quote. This results in a terminal failure. Quote, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord," end quote. Section 1.1, the root of corruption. The source code teaches that this corruption is not just on the surface. It reaches the heart, the deep center of who a person is. We have a deceitful heart. Quote, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?" End quote. This is an inherited virus. This corruption entered the human story through one point of failure and spread to all people. Quote, "Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people because all sinned," end quote. This creates a default state. To clarify, corruption does not mean every person is as bad as possible. It means no one naturally seeks God on their own. Quote, "There is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away," end quote. Section 1.2, user complications. These complications usually show up in three major user groups. Number one, the moralist. This is the person trying to fix themselves through good works, not realizing the system is corrupted at the core. The source code clearly says this restoration cannot be self-authored. We must rely on the grace protocol. Quote, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast," end quote. Consider the filthy rags log. Even a person's best good works come from a compromised heart. Quote, "All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags," end quote. It is a legal impossibility. The path of law and works is ruled out as the way to be made right with God. Quote, "Know that a person is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ," end quote. Number two, the intellectual skeptic. This is the person stuck in a mental roadblock, unable to connect the claims of Christ with what they currently believe or assume. The architect invites reasoning. He says, quote, Come now, let us reason together, end quote. Yet he also warns that the message of the cross will look like foolishness to human pride. This is the design of foolishness. Quote, for since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. End quote. The logic here is that the cross looks foolish on purpose. It exposes human pride and shows the limits of self-reliant thinking. But there is a reason for Hope Protocol. The source code does not call you to blind faith, but to informed trust. Quote, but in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. End quote. This uses the audit model. As stated in the preface, the system assumes examined truth, following the Berean audit model. Number three, the culturalist. This is the person running a surface-level version of Christianity. They are outwardly compliant, but lack the inner reality of the Spirit. The source code distinguishes between belief at the information level and saving faith. Consider the demon test. Quote, you believe that there is one God, good, even the demons believe that, and shudder. End quote. There is a belonging boundary. Quote, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. End quote. We see this in the form versus power diagnostic. The system warns of those, quote, having a form of godliness but denying its power, end quote. At the final audit, those with correct religious language but no real relationship are rejected. Quote, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers, end quote. Simulation without the Spirit is not initialization. To move beyond the simulation, the user must undergo a total system restore. Part 2, Section 2.0. The initialization, internal rearchitecture. Our objective is to provide step-by-step instructions to move from your current position to genuine faith. This requires more than outward change. It requires an inner beginning, what Scripture calls a new heart, rebirth, and renewal. Section 2.1. The requirement. Total kernel replacement. The source code says that because the heart is beyond cure, the solution is not a repair or a partial fix. It is a complete replacement at the center. Here is an audit note. The ancient Hebrew word anash, meaning incurable, describes the heart's inability to heal itself. It does not describe any limit in God. The architect who names the disease also provides the cure. This is the mandate. Quote, Jesus replied, very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. End quote. We are given a promise. Quote, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. End quote. The mechanism for this is clear. Quote, he saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. End quote. Look at the new creation spec. Quote, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. End quote. The logic is that this is not behavior improvement added onto the old self. It is the arrival of a new creation. The old corrupted identity is declared gone. The new is here. Section 2.2, the interface, identity versus behavior. This transition must be internal. That claim shows up again and again across the New Testament. It is not enough to update outward behavior. The source code must be received at the deepest level. Initialization is not just a change in behavior, it is a change in identity. Follow the input protocol. Quote, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you express your faith and are saved. End quote. This includes an authorization spec. Quote, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. End quote. This brings us to the Union Protocol. Quote, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. End quote. The status declaration is clear. Quote, see what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. End quote. The logic here is that in this audit, the old self is not merely held back, it is crucified. A new operating center begins, defined by the phrase, Christ lives in me. The source code is emphatic, stating, quote, and that is what we are, end quote. This is not only a future hope, it is meant to be a present reality. Initialization changes what the user is, not just what the user does. Section 2.3, the security seal, future guarantee. This initialization is not merely a mindset shift. It includes a real sealing of the user. The Holy Spirit functions as a deposit, a guarantee tied to a future physical inheritance, which is resurrection and the new earth. This is the deposit. Quote, when you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. End quote. It serves as an authentication token. Quote, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. End quote. This empowers the resurrection engine. Quote, and if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. End quote. The logic is that the same Spirit who marks the user as belonging to Christ is also the one who will one day raise their body to life. The deposit is not only a legal promise, it is tied to a future physical reality. Section 3.0. The execution, initiating the transfer. Knowing the system requirements is not the same as running the update. The source code lays out a clear execution sequence to move from the corrupted state to the initialized state. This is not passive. It involves real response and consent. Section 3.1, step 1. The abort command, which is repentance. The first step is to stop running the old operating system. In biblical terms, this is repentance. It is not merely feeling bad about mistakes. It is a decisive turning, a change of direction. You cannot install the new life while insisting on keeping the old one. The command is simple. Quote, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. End quote. The action includes turning away from former masters, anything that functioned as ultimate authority, and turning to God. Quote, they tell how you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God. End quote. The evidence of real repentance shows itself in visible change. Quotus, that they should repent and turn to God and demonstrate their repentance by their deeds. End quote. There is a sorrow protocol. Quote, godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. End quote. This is a granted patch. Quote, so then even to Gentiles, God has granted repentance that leads to life. End quote. The logic shows the source code distinguishes between regret and repentance. Regret feels bad. Repentance turns around. Even repentance itself is something God enables. The user does not clean themselves up first. They stop resisting so they can receive the change. Section 3.2, step 2, the trust transfer, which is faith. Once the old path is abandoned, the user must place their trust in the architect. This is faith. It is not just agreeing with information. It is relying on Christ instead of relying on yourself. He is the navigational key. Quote, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. End quote. There is a universal access code. Quote, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. end quote. The logic is that Christ does not present himself as one option among many. He presents himself as the only path to restoration. That does not make the invitation narrow in reach. The invitation is open to all who call. This requires the reliance protocol. Quote, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your paths straight. End quote. An exchange takes place. The user does not bring their own righteousness. They receive the architect's instead. Quote, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. End quote. This meets the authorization spec. Quote, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. End quote. This is recorded in the evidence log. Quote, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. End quote. The logic is that faith is receiving Christ, not merely acknowledging facts about him. It is trust grounded in the historical record of his life, death, and resurrection. Section 3.3, Step 3, the public key, which is confession. Initialization is not meant to remain hidden. The source code calls for public acknowledgement of the new allegiance. Confession expresses the internal change outwardly. This is a public acknowledgement. Quote, whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. End quote. It requires a mouth and heart sync. Quote, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. End quote. The logic dictates that confession is authentic only when the outward words match inward trust. In the earliest church, this confession was usually expressed through baptism. The act did not create the change, but it publicly marked the allegiance. Section 3.4. Troubleshooting complications. Different users face different barriers during this process. Here are the patches to fix those errors. To the moralist dealing with the good person error, you must delete your resume. Your good deeds cannot purchase restoration. In fact, they often block grace by giving a false sense of security. Here is the patch. Quote, but whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ. End quote. Consider the resume rejection parable. Jesus illustrated this clearly. The religious leader who listed his moral achievements left unjustified, while the tax collector who simply pleaded for mercy left justified. To the intellectual skeptic dealing with the incomplete data error, you do not need perfect answers to every question before trusting Christ. Faith is not the absence of evidence. It is the right response to the evidence already given. Here is the patch. Quote, immediately the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. End quote. Look at the verification log. Quote, then he said to Thomas, put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. End quote. The logic is that Christ does not reject honest questioning. With Thomas, he provided evidence and then called for trust. To the culturalist dealing with the simulation error, you must examine yourself honestly. Surface religion is a real condition, not a rare exception. Here is the patch. Quote, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. End quote. Remember the final audit. Quote, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. End quote. The logic demands self-examination. It is not optional. The source code warns that some will appeal to their religious activity and still be unknown to Christ. Part 3, Section 4.0. The operation, running the new code. Initialization, or justification, is a moment. Operation or sanctification is a process. Once the transfer happens, the user does not instantly function perfectly. The old patterns remain in memory even though the core identity has changed. The logic is that growth is real but gradual. Full perfection does not occur until the final restoration. Here is the progress report. Quote, not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. End quote. The logic shows that even the Apostle Paul, near the end of his life, admitted he had not arrived. The direction matters. The destination lies ahead. Section 4.1, the conflict, spirit versus flesh. After initialization, a conflict begins between the new life and old habits. This is not failure. It is evidence the new life is active. A dead system has no conflict. Review the conflict log. Quote, for the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other. End quote. This matches the user experience. Quote, I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do I do not do, but what I hate I do. End quote. Look at the identity log. Quote, do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. End quote. The logic is that the conflict does not mean the old self still defines you. The source code says the old self has been removed and the new self is being renewed. Take note of the no license clause. Quote, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God. End quote. Heed this warning. Do not try to live the new life using old strength. Quote, are you so foolish? After beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh? End quote. Always use the confession protocol. Quote, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive and purify us. End quote. The logic is that the source code does not promise sinless perfection now. It promises ongoing forgiveness and cleansing. Claiming perfection is not maturity. It is self-deception. Section 4.2. The input, data ingestion. The new life requires ongoing input to reshape the old patterns. This is more than casual reading. It is allowing the mind of the architect to reshape your own through scripture. Follow the data spec. Quote, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. End quote. It is an active agent. Quote, for the word of God is alive and active. Sharper than any double-edged sword, it penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit. End quote. You have an internal teacher. Quote, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. End quote. Use the communal ingestion protocol. Quote, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. End quote. The logic is that scripture is not just information. It is the primary tool the Spirit uses to reshape thinking and behavior. And it is meant to be lived out together, not only in isolation. This is the transformation mechanism. Quote, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. End quote. Section 4.3, the output, system fruit. How can you tell the new life is active? Look at the output. The source code contrasts the behavior of the old nature with the fruit produced by the Spirit. Check the bug report. quote, "The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage," end quote. Compare that to the feature list. Quote, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control," end quote. This serves as a public authentication token. Quote, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another," end quote. Remember the dependency requirement. Quote, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing," end quote. The logic is that the behaviors of the old nature are the bugs of the former system. The fruit of the Spirit is the natural output of the new life. These qualities are not forced through effort alone. They grow as the user remains connected to Christ. Love is the primary visible marker. Section 4.4. The network. Connectivity. The Christian life is not meant to run in isolation. It is designed to function within a community. Disconnecting weakens growth and increases vulnerability. Follow the connectivity protocol. Quote, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, but encouraging one another," end quote. Understand the body metaphor. Quote, "Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it," end quote. Respect the headship protocol. Quote, "And he is the head of the body, the church," end quote. "We are living stones." Quote, "You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house," end quote. Follow the maturity protocol. Quote, "Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is, Christ," end quote. The logic is that spiritual growth is not a solo project. The source code says the body grows together as each part does its work. Disconnection stunts development. The reality is that the church is not a building. It is the network of believers joined to Christ and to one another. You cannot claim connection to the head while rejecting connection to the body. Section 5.0. The maintenance. Long-term stability. The Christian life is not a one-time event. It is a lifetime of ongoing trust and endurance. The source code gives guidance for stability under pressure. Section 5.1. The endurance protocol. The user is called to long-term faithfulness, not a short burst of enthusiasm. Strength comes from Christ, not from personal reserves. This is the race spec. Quote, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us," end quote. Maintain a focus lock. Quote, "Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith," end quote. Follow the training protocol. Quote, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize," end quote. Check the power supply log. Quote, "Being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience," end quote. Rest in the maintenance guarantee. Quote, "To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy," end quote. The logic is that endurance is not self-powered determination. It is sustained by God's strength. The believer runs, but God supplies the power and ensures the final outcome. Section 5.2, the correction mechanism, discipline. When believers drift, God corrects them. This is not punishment for condemnation, but discipline from a loving father. This is your legal status. Quote, Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. End quote. It acts as a status indicator. Quote, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. End quote. Follow the affection protocol. Quote, those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. End quote. Understand the purpose. Quote, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. End quote. This is a legitimacy test. Quote, if you are not disciplined, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters. End quote. The logic is that condemnation belongs to those outside Christ. Discipline belongs to those inside his family. Correction is evidence of belonging, not rejection. Section 5.3, the security guarantee, assurance. Many users worry about losing their salvation. The source code teaches that while believers are called to remain faithful, the ultimate security of their salvation rests on God's character, not their own performance. We have a completion promise. Quote, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. End quote. There is a security seal. Quote, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. End quote. Trust the retention policy. Quote, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. End quote. This passes the integrity check. Quote, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. End quote. Access the knowledge base. Quote, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. End quote. The logic is that salvation is not a fragile subscription that cancels when you stumble. It is a covenant grounded in God's faithfulness. He promises to finish what he started and to hold his people securely. Assurance does not excuse sin. It frees the believer from fear so they can pursue obedience with confidence. Section 5.4, troubleshooting, the deconstruction error. What about those who seem to believe for a time and then walk away? Check the departure log. Quote, they went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. End quote. Review the volatile memory log. Quote, the seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. End quote. The logic is that the source code explains that some appear to believe, but never truly take root. Their departure does not show that salvation failed. It shows that the change was never real. The problem is not lost salvation, but false beginnings. Thank you for listening. Please like and subscribe and visit quantumdisciple.com for more Christian research. Quantum Disciple out.